The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So what's your feeling on Capo Bianco, Sean?
All right, so before everybody kills me on this,
yeah.
Nobody should ever grab a player or a person's wrist and twist it and try to break their wrist. So yeah. I want to make that statement out there before anything else.
That's my only problem with it.
Yeah, okay. Beyond that, all right, when you are a fan and you show up to a big game, you also have a job and an obligation. That's to help your team win. Usually it's with noise. Usually it's with cheering, getting up on third downs in the NFL. I was always under the impression in Major League Baseball that when a ball comes into my seat and my territory, I got the rights to the ball.
You can try to catch it. You can't rip it out of the guy's glove.
Okay. Now, when the ball pops up in the air and you're the one sitting in that right field seat, Capo Bianco, it's not like in L.A. or even when Jeffrey Mayer reached over. To me, I'm fighting for that ball. You're thinking, how good is camera work here? Crowd of guys around me. I want to make sure I dislodge this ball, and who knows what happens. Maybe the Dodgers get screwed
Sean,
out of it. No, Evan. Don't show me.
The ball is in his glove.
The ball is in and closed.
Evan,
it's like a perfect
but
catch.
But if he pries it and pops it loose, we complain every single day and every single week on every sport about how bad officiating is and how bad calls get missed. How does Capo Bianco know in real time, if I pop this loose, that they're not going to get screwed? The Dodgers could have gotten screwed, even if it's a 10% chance. He laid it all out there for the Yankees. And you know what else he did?
Yeah, what else?
Now, tonight, for the rest of last night, you know what Mookie Betts has to think twice about in the corner? Am I going to have my wrist pulled out? My ball pulled out? So, again, he didn't break a beer bottle over Mookie Betts' head, all right? He didn't throw beer at him. He didn't do it. Again, can't grab the wrist. But if you're trying to dislodge a ball, it's my ball. It's in my seat. I love that. And frankly, he deserves to have his number retired, too.
Oh, stop.
I love it. I love it. And it's about time we started acting like Philadelphia. But don't hurt a guy. Don't ever actually hurt a guy. That's wrong. But want to dislodge a ball? Dislodge
all right,
a ball.
Teak, I know in football, fans can't get quite that close.
No.
But what's your opinion on this?
I mean, no. If it happened in football, he'd get his ass beat.
That's
I'm telling you. But football players don't care. I love that when football players and the guys are streaking on the field, they just go jack them up.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's harder than it used to be, but, I mean, because you don't want to get sued.
Right.
But, no, you don't touch me.
Also, I feel very bad about my take because I think Susan Waldman just stared daggers at me, and I think she hates it.
Well, I mean, I'm sure she does. Yeah. It was a disgusting act. Look, I agree it was disgusting. What I'm admitting is that for about 25 minutes, I couldn't stop laughing. Like, I admit that. Like, I could not get over the absurdity of it. I couldn't get over the fact that this guy had that face.
Yeah.
Like, his face contributed to it.
Why does everybody think he looks like
me? Because he does.
Yeah.
I got a million tweets. Is that Sean Morris
yes.
in right field?
Yes.
I have a nice beard. I'm thinner than that man.
I don't know
Odyssey
about
has
that.
Some good seats. I don't know if they're that good.
Yeah. I don't know. I was offended that everybody thought that was me.
It's not that the guy looked like you. It's that reminded us of you.
Like,
what? We could see.
Why did that remind you of Sean?
I don't know.
I don't think it reminded you of Sean.
He just reeked of morashness. Like, it was a very morashian thing. And the fact that you defended him.
Would you have done that?
I wouldn't have grabbed somebody's wrist. No. I wouldn't have done that. No, but to be fair, if that mitt was there and I'm trying to help my team win.
Yeah.
I think I'd grab the ball. I'd never grab somebody's wrist.
Or just be coordinated enough to actually grab the ball out of the air.
But you can't drop the beer. That's the problem. You got to prioritize.
Okay. Grab it with the other hand.
Yeah. All you've got to do, see, like, when...
Be an athlete.
Wow.
Come on.
That's asking too much.
It's not asking too much.
Have you seen Sean and Capo Bianco? Now, I know Capo Bianco played that college hockey according to Rob Gronkowski.
He's friends with Gronk. He has to be somewhat of an athlete.
Rob Gronkowski... admitted he went to college with him or something with him, and that he's not surprised by the actions. That basically
he also said he's a fun dude, though.
He's a fun dude. I'm sure he is.
Clearly.
The thing that loses me is that this was a plan. That him and his buddy have been sitting there for a decade waiting for the moment to interfere with a player and knock the ball
away. That's the best kind of Yankee fan. They're saying they want a D-up. Let's go.
And look, here's the unfortunate thing for Capobianco. All right? Here's the unfortunate thing. While I'll never forget this, it's a comical side note. Like Steve Bartman, right or wrong, affected the outcome of a World Series, an NLCS. Jeffrey Mayer, right or wrong, affected the outcome of an ALCS and then probably the entire series. This really didn't affect the game.
No.
Like, Gleyber Torres was out, whatever. No one was arguing. We all knew it was interference. So to me, it's more of like this comical side note than it is something that greatly impacted the World Series. But I'll tell you, man, for 25 minutes at the Great Hall, I was like peeing myself. I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen before I realized that the guy was a complete jackass.
Yeah. And half the stadium couldn't see it because I couldn't see it live. It wasn't until you sent me the video.
Well, that so that's the other aspect of this.
Show it.
Well, they're not gonna replay that in the stadium. So
they can't. No, Teek, you're right. The only way people knew is if A, they were listening to John and Susan while they were at the game, which people still do. Mm-hmm. Okay, or they went on their phone and went on social media.
Yeah,
because the only reason I saw it is because I was in front of the Great Hall. And I am so appreciative. I really am. Like, of all the moments I had last night, being at the Great Hall and hearing Susan and John live describe it while I'm watching it was maybe one of my top 10 favorite moments of 2024.
Yeah, maybe why you should watch the Yankee baseball games and listen to John and Susan.
At the Great Hall.
Wherever you are.
I should just get in the stadium and stand.
In your living room.
You're right.
Wherever you are.
Oh, it was unbelievable. What an unbelievable moment that we all got to witness. Let's go to Jack in Secaucus. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
What's up?
Hey, just wanted to say thanks for coming to the American Dream. I think it was a week and a half ago. That was a fun time.
Yeah, man. We had a good time out there.
It was. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, I'll keep it really short. I just think it's crazy that you guys called the fan interference. I couldn't believe it happened in Game 1, and then it happened in Game 2 on the Cinco de 5-0 on Friday, and I was sitting in traffic thinking you guys were crazy, but...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fans are crazy. I think that's the problem, Jack.
Tommy Lugauer said right before the series, there will be fan interference in this World Series. And not only, Tommy, did we get fan interference, we've had it twice.
What made you think of fan interference, Tommy? I don't even understand why it was in your mind.
Well, the Jeffrey Mayer moment is just ingrained in my brain forever.
Okay,
based
but what
on
made
age.
You think of it now?
Because of what happened with, what was the outfield, the Profar in L.A. So I saw a little taste of it, and I said, you know what? This is a spicy series with everything going on. I bet you something sort of off the field affects the game. That's just where my brain went with it.
Do you think, and I haven't put it up yet because I wanted to wait. I wanted to let people marinate the craziness of last night. If I put out a social media poll that said, is this Capobianco a hero or a jackass?
Hmm.
Do you think it's going to be overwhelming that he's a jackass?
Yeah.
Or do you think there's going to be enough Yankee fans like Sean who are like, look, he D'd up and he did what was good for the
team.
There
was no positive effect for the Yankees. Again, it was an insignificant moment relative to the Yankees winning the game 11-4. So I think most people would just say, it just was a moment that, whatever.
But if the ball had popped out and the ump made a terrible call, then it would have been
right. But there wasn't. It was
right.
he held it for too long. It was an out.
Well, that's why it can never live like Bartman.
Yeah.
Like, there's been talk, I've already heard this. Why does Steve Bartman get vilified but not Capo Bianco? Look, obviously what this guy did was far worse than Steve Bartman. Steve Bartman was just sitting there with his radio and his scorecard watching a playoff game, and there's a foul ball at him, and he does what any human, not me, because I would duck, does. He tries to catch it.
Right.
He literally did nothing wrong, but it was the outcome. It was what happened next.
Yeah.
It was the fact that Alex Gonzalez couldn't field a ground ball.
Right.
It was the fact that the Marlins came back. I think what...
And he was probably surprised by it. He wasn't even consciously trying to be interruptive.
No.
He just was like, oh, crap, there's a ball right here. Let me grab it.
And by the way, even the same with young Jeffrey Mayer. Like, I think that it was just a natural reaction. Hey, a ball's coming at me. I'm going to try to catch it. So both Mayer and Bartman get too much crap for basically being a normal human being, which is, hey, a ball's coming at me. What do you want to do? This guy said he admitted it. I D'd up. What does that mean? You're allowed to knock the glove off?
He's not reaching over. I'm not saying you should knock the glove off, but he's not interfering over the field of play. Mookie's interfering with his field of play.
Yeah. No, first of all, that's not true. The player has a right to go into the
stands. And the fan has a right to get the ball to the seat.
Yes, the fan has a right to try to catch it, not try to knock the ball out of his glove.
Well, not knock.
Take
the ball out of his glove.
Like he was trying to steal it from him.
He was prying his glove open, holding his hand, holding his wrist, and prying the glove open.
I get it. All I know is Capo Bianco today has been made out to be like a motorcycle gang member that pulled over with a bat and, you know, beat up a bartender. That's not what happened.
My issue with this guy, honestly, is what he said after. That made it worse.
Oh, he said he game planned it.
He said, me and my buddy been planning this out for 10 years.
Come on.
That's my problem.
But you know how this works, Evan. Once you become a little viral camera star and now somebody wants to interview and ask you about it, you're going to give the funniest response possible, hoping you become Hawk Duick.
That's fine. I'm telling you, if he would have said, look, the ball was coming at me and my instinct was to just help the Yankees. And I'm sorry. I apologize to Mookie. I apologize to the Dodgers. It was instinctive to do anything I can to help my baseball team. I'd probably be like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let the guy in. Innocent mistake. Instead, he's like, yeah, D up. We've been planning this thing out. We've been waiting for this moment.
Best defense the Yankees have played all series.
But here's the problem with Sean is ignoring here is, well, shut up. The thing is, this sets a bad precedent, especially if you're going to give this goon the press that he's getting right now, for fans to just do whatever the heck they want. Me and Evan grew up in an era where idiots used to run in a wrestling ring. They got their ass handed to them. Yeah. Tiki alluded to it at the NFL. Mookie Betts had all the right in the world to basically jump in the... And it shouldn't, but that's where you had the malice at the palace. Like, there's a fine line from being, you know, a star here on the internet and doing something where a player now has the right to go into the stands and basically, you know, put a beating on you. So
what
you gotta be careful
talking
here.
About here. He was in his seat, Mookie.
But he couched it by saying,
he was ripping at his wrist. Like they were
exactly.
That I agree.
But you can't couch it by saying, you're like, that's like basically saying, well, you were speeding, but if you take away the speeding, I didn't do anything wrong.
Hold on.
You took away what he did wrong and then said, I defend it.
But if you do 85 and a 55, but you really have to go to the bathroom, does it make an excuse?
No. We've all been there. You pull over and you go in someone's backyard.
Right.
Exactly.
But you know what, Tommy? I think where it does work on some fans, and what would scare me, and maybe it wouldn't scare you as much, I don't know, is the fact that these guys are not allowed in the building tonight. Like, they're not allowed in.
That's a shame.
That would scare the crap out of me if I'm a season ticket holder where, wait a second, I've been coming all year long, and now for Game 5 of the World Series where, who knows, maybe the Yankees are going to continue this amazing run.
Yeah, but
I'm not allowed in. That would scare the crap out of me.
But here's the thing, and most people aren't thinking about it. Those guys were thinking about doing this. So the reason, when they got the opportunity, they were prepared to do it. Most people are not prepared to interact with an athlete in the middle of a baseball game.
No, you're right.
So it's just not going to happen.
There are two other questions that the Yankees need to answer. And Sean, since we're here, maybe you could work up the ladder and ask Randy Levine what the hell's going on.
Okay.
Who gets the tickets? Because apparently they're banned. They're getting a refund. So great job by MLB and the Yankees saying, look, we will give you your money back. You're not out of grand. But where do those tickets go? Because I don't know about you, Teak.
Up for sale.
Maybe you and I should sit there tonight. Talk to Mookie.
Hey, Mook.
Talk to Juan.
What's up?
I got a few things to say to Juan.
No, you don't.
How do you know what I'm going to say?
It's not going to happen.
No, I'm not saying anything.
Because we don't want Pete Alonso as a consolation.
Stop.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.